since 2022, and you know, where are you guys today?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, great to obviously be back here again. It's kind of cool to do sort of like a 2 year, you know, kind of progression of where we've been at. And, you know, from what we've been able to accomplish, you know, we were first really starting to aim at like, you know, education, learning and development, corporate training, which is fine. Like it's, you know, it's been a good market for us. And even right now, what we're planning to do to accentuate that has been to like, you know, start a few clubs, like a instructional design club, to get, you know, our software in the hands of, you know, sort of end users, then give them incentives for getting us into the projects that they're working on. I was on a call actually with another guy earlier today who's really focused on bringing consulting as an instructional designer or like XR experiences. And like, you know, the rest of the group is like made up of a bunch of different types of folks who have all different levels of proficiency with instructional design. And that's been cool. But where we evolved was really